guys. Today we're going to talk about using green in your photographs. So green is a really difficult color because it can become really overwhelming. It can also affect skin tone. And like in early spring, especially when it becomes really neon, it can just really overtake your photographs and make it so that you just see green all over and it just becomes really, really oversaturated and it can be really overwhelming to kind of harness. So for my class this past run, I really wanted to talk a lot about green and talk about green a ton anyways. And I had done this specific session for it and then it got scrapped because I found something that was more helpful to my students. But I want to kind of pop on the website today and just kind of talk about this a little bit more because it's something that so many photographers struggle with. And as someone who loves color, it is something I have so many thoughts about. So we're going to talk about just a few ways that you can help with editing and when you're shooting, when you're kind of overwhelmed by the amount of green you're seeing in your photographs. And also, I'm recording this in my car while my daughter is in an appointment for speech therapy. So it's going to be a little bit rough and not amazing, but let's do it. Okay, so first we're going to talk about the HSL panel. So the HSL panel is pretty self-explanatory, but it's something that I feel like a lot of photographers kind of ignore. They don't really embrace the way that they should. They kind of just look at it and move on without really getting into the nitty-gritty. But the HSL panel is where all of the most magic, amazing edits happen. It's not in the basic panel. It's not really even in the tone curve panel. It's in the HSL panel. If you love color, like that is where you should be. So in the HSL panel, there is the hue slider, saturation slider, and the luminance slider. And to start, we're going to talk about the saturation slider. So a lot of the time with greens, when they become overwhelming, the most important thing you can do, or the easiest thing you can do, is kind of just drop the saturation of the greens in your photographs. So all of these sliders can work in connection with each other, but that's usually my first step, is to kind of go to the saturation slider and drop it. If that makes it look kind of dull or isn't kind of bringing the kind of energy I want it to, instead I'll go to the luminance slider and I might pull it down or bring it up. If you pull down the luminance slider, you're making the greens darker. And this is, of course, when you're working on greens, there's tons of different colors in the HSL panel. But today we're talking specifically about green and we'll talk a little bit about yellow and blue too. So when you're with the luminance slider, just kind of see if it like kind of captures the energy you want. If you drop it down, it's going to get darker. If you add, if you pop it, it's going to add more light. So to the right, there's more light. To the left, it's darker. And you can see that in the slider because Lightroom does a really good job of kind of illustrating which way to pull and see how that's going to affect your photograph. It's really simple to see and it's a really easy edit that will really help you control the greens in your photos. So most important is the hue slider. So this is where things get really, really fun. Like I said, I love color. So it's really fun and really like where you can be really extremely creative. So if one of your greens has a lot of yellow, say that you have a photograph and there's like four, let's just say two different shades of yellow, or sorry, two different hues of green in your photograph. What are you going to do? Say one of those greens, I told you to be a little bit rough as I'm sitting in the parking lot of my daughter's therapy. But if you kind of go and one of your greens is yellow, what you're going to do, if you want to embrace that yellow, is you're going to go to the hue slider and kind of pull it to the left. You're going to take it to the greens. It's already on the greens. You're going to take it to the yellow side of the green and really just see how that affects your photograph. What's going to happen is it's going to add a little bit of a yellow hue to all of your greens. But if you have a green that already has a lot of yellow in it, it's going to pull it more yellow and could potentially even make it yellow if you took it far enough. The other way is to go more into a blue tone, and that will be helpful if you want to kind of embrace the blue tone or if you kind of want to get rid of the yellow hue in your photographs. And this is like what's so interesting about that is like if you are focusing on that yellow and you have made your greens more yellow, what you're going to do is you can go and you can actually go back to the saturation slider and pop the yellow so there's even more of that hint of yellow. Now, yellows can be really hard, so I don't know that many of you will want to actually do the yellows. But that is one way to kind of counteract the way that greens interact with each other and with the light and with skin tones. So, like with all other colors in the HSL panel, you need to be aware of skin tones. Skin tones can really be affected by yellow, orange, red, and green. They can be affected by any of the colors, but those are typically the ones that you work with the most. Orange typically is the one you work with the very most. But if you pull one slider too far, you can make someone's skin green, especially in certain lighting conditions or depending on that person's skin tone. So as you work in the HSL panel, be really aware of what is happening when you pull those sliders, not just in the color you're working on, but look around, look at the light, look at the sky, look at your client's skin tone to make sure that you are getting the kind of photograph color you would like to get. It's awesome, and it's a little scary when you first start using it, but really just the more you play around in that HSL panel, the more you're going to learn and the more you're going to be able to create and really create colors that really speak to you. Like right now, I'm very into kind of an aqua tone. You wouldn't look at my photographs and be like, oh, these are blue or these are aqua, but I'm really into kind of taking my blues and pushing them just a little bit more to like a aqua color that's just really pretty and kind of feels 70s, but it's, you know, crazy because I love that color, but it's not like it's becoming central to my photographs. It's just kind of hidden in there, and it's just like a fun little twist that makes everything look a little bit different and a little bit more unique. All right, so next let's talk about brushes. So this is the other thing that comes in so easily and so wonderfully with kind of controlling any color is using brushes. So the easiest way to think about it is go to your brushes, open it up, and just select the tint brush. When you do this, there will be a range of magenta to green. What you're gonna do is go up to like plus 20 magenta and brush that on whatever you want to be less green. So this is a great place to start because a lot of times adjusting the tint like that, it can make an enormous difference. But there's so many other ways to do that. You can do a desaturation slider, or you can just add more light to a photograph. You can add more blues, you can add more yellow. There is so much you can do with brushes. Like, I can talk about brushes for months because they are so amazing and they really help you fine tune what you want to create and what you want to convey with color in your photographs. And not just color, but also light and just kind of emotion. Like, brushes to me are like the crowning achievement of my photographs. Of course, they can look good without using brushes, but the brushes just really elevate them to the next level. And when you're working with greens, sometimes there'll be like a spot of the green. Maybe the sun hits it a certain way that's just a little bit too green. And when that happens, you can just kind of brush it down. And that way it won't affect the whole photograph. It just affects that specific part of the photograph that you need to kind of tailor and constrain. So yeah, just open your brushes and really just get in there and do a lot of fun things. It's going to take some practice, but brushes will help so much when you're trying to control your greens. And again, this is, you know, specifically about greens because that's what this session is. This session that you're seeing, it took a ton of brushes and it took a ton of HSL work, but it was just such a fun, like, beautiful shoot. One thing I did, we'll talk about in this next point, is I also took brushes and added in other colors. I shot through a bunch of prisms in this session, and so that gave me a little bit of creative freedom to kind of add a little bit more spice. And by doing that, it made it so that the greens were not as overpowering as they could have been otherwise. And I will also say that when I edited this shoot, I had to decide pretty early on, like, what hue I wanted the green background to be. And I'm not a perfect editor or a perfect photographer. So sometimes if you looked at the full gallery, you'll see that some of the backdrops probably look a little bit more yellow or a little bit more blue than the others, but they still have the same feel. And that's what's important to me, is that the photographs have the feel, like the consistency, like that color punch. I love it. Like, it's such a fun thing to kind of just be able to express. It's the best. Okay, so with that, when you are shooting and you notice that there's a ton of one color, the most important thing you can do is to add something else into that photograph. Maybe you need to walk away from a field and stand on a road with, you know, grass on the other side of it. Maybe you need to just give your model or client some kind of prop. Maybe you need to think before your session, and if you're going to be shooting in a field where it's really green in the springtime, you need to bring a blanket that doesn't have any green in it and is not white. Doing this is going to add more color and more interest to your photograph so that the green does not overpower everything. Green is something that is really challenging to work with once you become aware of it. And because of that, like, because it's so prominent, you're going to see in all of your outdoor photographs, especially, you know, between April and September. There's so much green, and you really have to learn to harness that and not have it become overpowering, because otherwise you're just going to see a bunch of green. I know I sound kind of redundant saying that, but what I mean is that it can just take over your photographs. Like if you're shooting a whole bunch of field work, like photographs out in long, beautiful fields at golden hour, it's really easy for your photographs to start to look the same. And that's not what we want. We want creative, individualized photographs for all of our clients and in all of our work, because that's just like the most fun way to do it. And just awesome. I love it. So yeah, when you are going to shoot somewhere and you know there's going to be a lot of green, add in a prop. You'll see this in this session. I started with no prop, and very quickly I added in a huge disco ball. I wasn't going to use the disco ball. I was just going to shoot the green on green on green. But once I started shooting and I wanted to use my prism because I wanted it to have a little bit more pump and a little bit more color, I decided to grab the disco ball out of my garage because I have about 5 million of them. And I grabbed it because I knew that I'd be able to reflect light off of it and that it would add interest. Another thing is that I knew because of the light and because of my surroundings that the disco ball was going to reflect a blue hue off of it instead of a yellow or green. And by doing this, I was able to add visual interest to my photographs that I would not have been able to achieve if I had just shot the green outfit on a green backdrop. So just kind of think outside of the box. Don't be afraid to try new things. And when you're working with greens, just be aware. Keep your eyes open. Everything starts with shooting. It's what I always tell my students in my Hue of You class and what I talk to or what I mentor anyone. That's what we talk about. I talk a ton about greens with so many of the photographers that I mentor. And it's just a wonderful tool that sometimes can seem overwhelming. But the more you kind of pay attention to those greens, think about them when you're shooting. Think of them as just another compositional element of your photographs. And they will really just pull through for you and be really fun and creative, and you have got this. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.